Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is pleasant across Israel. Expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Tonight will remain warm and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border. This comes from Ynet reporting from earlier today. Also, IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Balah. Israel Hayom reported this information earlier today. Also this hour, the Treasury has launched Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. This is from JNS reporting in the past hour. Separately, Israel gives Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Syria and Israel move to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Axios had this scoop from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago. He criticizes the portrayal of Palestinian children in Gaza playing with kites, fearing harsh Israeli reactions. Open Source Intel, an analyst, noted just now. Oil tankers are using elaborate routes to navigate the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy continues its blockade, causing fuel shortages in Iran. Carmel Melamed, a journalist, said just minutes ago. He argues that economic sanctions alone won't topple Iran's regime. He suggests covert operations might be necessary. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Israel has conducted airstrikes targeting Hamas sites in Shati, following incendiary kite launches. Ynet describes these actions as a response to the renewed threat from Gaza, echoing past balloon attacks. For residents in southern Israel, this escalation heightens security concerns. Turning to the destruction of weapons depots, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF and Shin Bet successfully dismantled Hamas arms caches in Shati and Deir al-Balah. These targeted strikes are part of broader efforts to curb Hamas's military capabilities. The operation underscores ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the Treasury's new campaign against Iran aims to sever financial lifelines. JNS reveals that this operation is a significant escalation in economic pressure tactics. The goal is to isolate Iran further, with diplomatic and economic repercussions likely to follow. In other developments, I-24 News reports Israel's ultimatum to the Board of Peace over kite launches. With a 3-day deadline, Israel threatens renewed strikes if launches continue. This highlights ongoing efforts to maintain order and security along the Gaza border. In earlier reporting, Axios covers Israel and Syria's recent diplomatic engagement. Following an airbase bombing, both nations seek to reduce tensions. This move could stabilize relations, at least temporarily, in a volatile region. On the economic front, first, a piece from KeyTech discusses the differences in capital management between Israel and the U.S. Dorley Lowe of IBI Tech Fund highlights Israel's need for better supervision despite adequate early-stage funding. Separately, Globes reports that the Agron Tower in Jerusalem has received approval. This new construction will offer both residential and commercial spaces, revitalizing Paris Square. And finally, Walla Business covers a former Mossad official's warning about Turkey's ties to terrorism. He stresses the complexity of Ankara's position as a NATO member, reflecting geopolitical challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.